Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is here. Woo-hoo! Amen. The kingdom of God is here. Amen. So everything is possible. Amen. When Jesus was walking around on the earth, if we are with him, the kingdom is here. Jesus said, the kingdom is near. And sometimes he said, the kingdom is here. And then things started happening. People were healed. They were delivered from demons. All kinds of things were happening when he came. And when he proclaimed that the kingdom was there. Amen? And so that's what we believe is happening right now. I believe already the Holy Spirit is starting touching some people that are sick here. And as I was sitting here, I felt that there are some people. I will not pray for you immediately, but I'll just release this word so the Holy Spirit will start working on you. And then you can just allow him to heal you while I'm speaking. So there is someone with a, I think it's probably a kidney problem, or at least a pain or a problem at this area of the kidney here. And someone with a problem with their head on the right side. I don't know if it is, I don't know what it is. But Father, I release your healing power over these two right now. I believe you will start feeling heat, and the presence of God and this heat will just, it's just God healing you. Amen. Thank you, Father. So the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is here. Let's turn to Matthew 4. It's wonderful to come to different places. And when you come, you know you come as a representative of the kingdom. You know you come and something will happen because you come. I remember one place I came in, that was in Niger in West Africa, and the people in the area, they had heard about us a little. So when we came into an area where there were nomadic camps out far into the bush, no roads, no. We drove for hours just on the sand off road. And we came to this area and we stopped our car. And one lady came from one of one of the nomadic camps. And he looked at us and, oh, it's you! It's you! It's you! Now we will have rain! It hasn't been raining for more than a year. They were far into the rainy season, or almost a year. They were far into the rainy season. They have been doing everything to try to get rain, praying to Allah, you know? And then they saw us. These were Muslim people. And so it's you! Now we will have rain! So he said, can you pray for rain? And I said, wait, we will go to the other camp over there where the believers are, and then we will get you rain. So we drove up to the next camp where some of our brothers and sisters were, and I told them, hey, stretch your hands out, point to the air, and just command the rain to start. It was blue sky everywhere. No, not the cloud. It's quite stupid to ask for rain. There's no way there could be rain. And we just pointed to the air. I remember my daughter was with me, and she said, like, Daddy, are you sure? We pointed to the air, and we commanded the rain to start. And it took like 2 minutes, and it started to rain. And slowly, there were some few drops in the beginning. Within 5 minutes, there was clouds everywhere. And it was pouring down. Hallelujah! Amen. The kingdom of God came. Hallelujah. And when the kingdom comes, it's all kind of things comes. Another place we came, you said we have been planting churches. You know, sometimes we have started Bible schools and orphanage and some places we have planted villages. Because in this area where everyone are Muslims, believers are so persecuted, so we need some Christian villages. Hallelujah. So I remember one place I came, there was, actually I visited nomads, and I slept overnight just on the ground there. And when I woke up in the morning to have my time with the Lord, I saw a little, like a hill, or it was really a big sand dune. And I felt the Lord said, there will be a village on that hill. And it will be a free place for believers. And then the chief of the group that I was with came up to me and asked how I've been sleeping. And I said, I haven't been sleeping well. And by the way, this morning the Lord told me that there will be a village on this hill. He said, what? Wait a little. And he ran up. And he got his brother that was like his assistant or his right-hand man. And he said, say it once more. Say it once you told me. And I told him again. And they said, this is what we talked about yesterday. We were saying, our people are so tired of moving around. But every time we try to settle in a town or a village, the people from the other tribes, they chase us away. So we were talking about yesterday, would it be possible to have a village here? And this is like now about 17 years ago. And we helped them to make a well there, and we helped them to get a school started, just to get it started. And if you have a school running for a certain period of time, the law manager said that the government will have to help you to build and stuff. And today, they have the school in the county with the best results. And the founders of the school were all illiterate. Hallelujah! So we are involved in many different kind of things, and right now we are really feel the Lord is telling us to go to a small little nation and change that nation. Hallelujah. But you know, one of the things, you know, like when you start a village and stuff like that, you need a word from God. You really need a word from God, and we got the word, and the village is there today. It's a free place for believers. Almost all the people that stay in the village are all believers. And all the neighbor villages, they are Muslim. And there are some Muslims there, but they are not forced to become Christians. But they are forced to allow all kind of Christian worship. So there are some of those things that God is leading us to, and it's wonderful to see what God is doing. But then there are some things you don't even need to hear from heaven. Well, I mean, we have heard from heaven already. And that is that when the kingdom of God comes, the gospel is preached for the poor, the sick are healed, and the oppressed or possessed are delivered. Hallelujah. That's a part of the gospel. That's an obvious thing. We don't even need to like consider if it should be there. The ministry of Jesus was mainly four things. It was healing the sick, preaching, teaching, and setting the captives free. That's what it was, most of it. Well, also, of course, he spent a lot of time with his disciples. But the public ministry was like that. So let us go to to Matthew 4, it says, from that time, oh, that's a good idea, some verse. This is after Jesus was baptized and he was out in the wilderness being tempted. And then it says from verse 17, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And chapter 10, verse 7, as you go, preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Hallelujah. So you say, 10, verse 7, huh? Yeah. So you see, when the kingdom comes, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, it's like it's a part of the coming of the kingdom. Let's look at Luke also. Luke 10 and verse 9, I think. Yeah. When you enter a town or welcome, eat what is set before. Verse 8 and 9. Eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God is near you. So heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. Is near, it has come. The kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Well, one of the signs of the kingdom of God is that the sick are being healed. Hallelujah. Amen. And a kingdom. Well, I come from a kingdom, the kingdom of Norway, and you are in the kingdom, or the monarchy at least, of Great Britain. And so a kingdom is like a domain. That's today a domain. That's something you have on internet. But it's a dominion. It's a rule. It's an area or a place where a government has, or a king decides what's happening, and the laws of that government is valid, is ruling this area. In Norway, it comes. I mean, we have mostly a border to Sweden, and by the border to Sweden, that's where the Norwegian laws stop. And you could say that the kingdom of Norway is what is under Norwegian rule. Yeah, and that's how it is with the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where there are people are that are under the rule of the Father, under the dominion of the Father. That's where the kingdom is. And when you know that you are under the dominion of the Father, the rule of the Father, when you come, the kingdom of God comes. Hallelujah! You know, for a while I was thinking when I read about Jesus saying the kingdom of God is near. I was thinking, well, Jesus, he has some inside information. You know, the Father told him where the kingdom will come next time, and he went there. Well, I mean, of course, he has inside information, but the main thing was that when Jesus came, that's when the kingdom came. Hallelujah. So when you and I, when we come somewhere, we come with authority because we are under the dominion of the Father, under the rule and leadership of the Father. And it doesn't mean that we always do everything right, but we are always under his leadership. He is our king, he's our Lord and our master, and when we come being under his lordship, the kingdom of God is coming with us. Hallelujah. And that's what these people in the bush in Niger, they knew. Then you, when these people come, the kingdom of God is coming. Nothing is impossible. They know that with themselves and their other Muslims, they didn't work. Of course, after a while, they're giving their life to Jesus, but it takes some time. Hallelujah. So we are building not only the church and our congregation is not only like embassies for the kingdom of God. We are not only ambassadors, we are pioneers. It's like we are building bridgeheads for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Like the beaches of Normandy was under the World War II, when there might have been an embassy from some of the Allied forces in Berlin, but that was not a bridgehead, that was a representation. But the beach of Normandy, that's where that was extension of a kingdom, or it was an extension of all of these Allied kingdoms together, but that's what we are. We are invading the kingdom of darkness with the kingdom of God, with the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light. And wherever we come, darkness has to go. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is this area here. Well, I believe also buildings can be representing the kingdom of God. But of course, It's the heart of men that are the temple of God, but like at medieval times, they were thinking that it's the buildings that are the kingdom of God, and that's of course wrong. But God can inhabit; He can live in a building. There are some places you come in, even when you come in here. You notice this is a place where the Holy Spirit is present. You come into known territory. Hallelujah. And then some other places. You know, it was amazing to come here and sit here now. And you know, you notice that this is kingdom territory. Hallelujah. You come to some churches and you don't feel that, I'm afraid to say. And some places, you know, where things are, it might be good, it's just that things are not fully established. I love to preach in new places and you know, establish new churches or new work or whatever. And for a while, you have to fight to establish something. And you come to those meetings and you know, oh, well, this is a nice meeting, but it's only a meeting. It's not a church. It's not a spiritual authority, but here there is a spiritual authority that is like God has put His feet here, and this belongs to me. This is my ground. Hallelujah. And when it's the ground of God, and then everything can happen, is the kingdom of God is here. Hallelujah. And when you walk out in the streets, wherever you come, the kingdom of God will be there. Hallelujah. It's amazing to be a part of that kingdom. So when I say that that we are like there, we have some laws in Norway and you have some laws here. There's a fight now if it is what laws shall be valid in this place, of course, but there are laws, and there are laws of the kingdom. And one of the laws is what we just read here. It says that Luke 10:9, you know, the kingdom, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. So that's one of the rules. It's one of the things that happens when the kingdom is established, is people are getting healed. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to preach it, and we need to proclaim it, and we need to establish it and believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I'm sure you all know Matthew 6, verse 10. It's from the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Hallelujah. So when the kingdom comes, then the will of God starts to be established. It starts to become on earth as in heaven. Hallelujah. So that's a part of establishing the kingdom of God. It's heaven to earth. It's a very, very popular these days to talk about that, but that is really about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In Revelation 21, I don't think I will open, I will just, it talks about heaven. Talks about how heaven is. And it says, there will be no tears, there will be no pain, there will be no crying. And the tree of life will bring healing to the nations. So that's heaven. And God told us to bring heaven to earth, to establish his kingdom here. And to pray that his will happen on earth as in heaven. I remember some time ago, I was invited to a school in Norway, what do you call that, senior secondary or something, grammar school or what, secondary? Yeah, it's like from 14 to 16 years old or something, that kind of, yeah. And so I was invited by the student union, and I came there, and the meeting is supposed to be in a little, in a classroom up the second floor. And the young girl that invited me was like, well, they were her and me and two other people there. And she said, well, you see, we're not always so many here. And so I thought maybe if it would only be a few like this, that we could go down in the canteen and have the meeting there. Oh, that's a good idea, I said. That's a great idea. Well, did you ask the principal or the office here for permission to do that? And she said, no, because I thought if I ask for permission, they will not give it. So it's better not to ask for permission. Oh, that's good, I said. Yes, let's go for it. So we went down in the canteen, and we were the four of us, or maybe it was five, I'm not sure. And it was like 500 young people talking loudly. It was like 1 hour free in the middle of the day, and where everyone have their lunch, and several hundred young people, teenagers, talking. And this little girl tried to say, hello, hello, and no one noticed her. No one noticed her. And she tried. I said, maybe you stand on the chair. And you. So she took up a chair and she was standing. Hello, hello. We want your attention, please. And no one even turned her head. So I said, okay, let me go on the chair. So I said, hello. I shouted out and people looked at me. And this first of all, it was this old man. Well, I'm not that old, but but I was not a teenager. It's just a couple of years ago. So I said, you know, you think, I mean, people in Norway, they haven't got a clue about what's happening around the world. Because the kingdom of God is touching one nation after another. And there's a lot of healings and miracles everywhere around the world. And now this kingdom has come here. That was my whole preaching. And I said, well, who wants to be healed first? We pray, we heal the sick now. And they look at me like, who is this? He is crazy. And the Lord gave me a word on knowledge. There was one on the other side of the hall. It was one guy standing by the kitchen or where they serve the food. And waiting to get something. And I said, hello, do you have a liver problem? And he like, me? Yes, you. Yes, I have. He was like, what is he doing with me? Well, God wants to heal you. Come here and I will pray for you, I said. And he said, oh, this is spooky. And he ran out. he just ran out of the building. So I said, oh, well, okay, is there anyone else here? And now I got their attention, you know. So there was one girl on the table closest to me here. She said, well, I have pain in my arm. I have an infection in my arm. Could you pray for me? So I prayed for her, and with that, the leader of the school union, the student union, we prayed for her, and she was instantly healed. And the next one beside her said, I also have pain in my arm. Can you pray for me too? And she was instantly healed. And I said, well, is there anyone else who need healing? And people stood up from all over, and they ran towards us, pushing from all the 100 people. They didn't know how to line up and be in a, you know, they were just crazy. Pray for me, pray for me. And we were standing there and we prayed for the first 20 people were instantly healed. And suddenly I felt a hand on my shoulder. And that was the secretary of the principal. It was total chaos in this building. You know, everyone was pressing up to see what's happening, and some were shouting, and this is all kind of reactions. And she said, what are you doing here? She said. And I said, well, we just have a student union meeting. I mean, they normally had it in the classroom, and they were like, 3, 4 to 10 people. Everything was upside down in the. And she said, please come with me to my office. And the Holy Spirit said, you must speak first. And I said, well, what you're trying to tell me is it that you don't want us to have the meeting here and another time? You want us to have the meeting in a classroom? Yes, exactly, she said. And by saying that, she had already agreed with me to have another meeting. But she would probably have forbidden me to have a meeting, you know, but by doing that, she had already given me permission to have another meeting. And we came some days later, and for the first time in the school history, they were not allowed to announce the meeting over the what you call the intercom or the loudspeakers in the school. So when I came there, this girl was a little bit, she said, I'm sorry, they didn't allow us to advertise it. And I came up to the classroom, and there were 60 people waiting for me. And all of them were so excited. And we had 3-4 people healed. And all of them pray and give their life to Jesus. Hallelujah. And God loves to demonstrate his power. To demonstrate not only his power, but his love for people. By healing people, he demonstrates his awesome power and his love for people. Hallelujah. And if you love all of these these unbelievers, most of them were, maybe all of them. I mean, we were 5 people in the Christian Student Union and 500 that didn't come. But he loved them. And he loved to demonstrate his power on them. And they were, yeah. Hallelujah. God demonstrates his power to demonstrate his kingdom and who he is. One day we had in Norway, we had a prayer meeting with our team in Norway. We were maybe 6, 7, 8 people. And one of my coworkers was in February, I think. One of my coworkers had been up in a mountain going skiing the week before. And she had an accident. And she broke her wrist, yes. And she showed me the x-rays. And there was like a lot of pieces missing of bones. And the doctors couldn't understand. She had been several times to the doctors. And they said, well, we think you need a surgery here because if you don't do something, it will grow the wrong. But we don't know what it is because it looks like pieces are missing. And actually what had happened was that her wrist was like moved to the right, like 2 centimeters. So the pieces didn't come together. But she had terrible pain. And actually we were just talking about something. We were worshiping God. And I felt suddenly the Lord say, Elisa, your hand is being healed now. And she felt the power of God in her hand, but nothing happened. And then she went back home, and in the middle of the night, she woke up with a terrible pain in her hand. It was so painful. And then she heard some sounds. And the hand moved into place. And boom, it was there. Oh. And it was perfectly okay. Happened in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. I mean, God is able to do whatever he likes. And he likes to heal you. Amen. He likes it because he likes you. Hallelujah. I mean, I've seen a lot of miracles in Africa, but I'm starting to see a lot of miracles in the Western world also. I was in Canada, and we were just worshiping, and I don't remember if I have been preaching or not, but anyway, one Chinese lady from Taiwan, she came up and she said she had this infection all over her body for like 20 years. And it was from something in her stomach, so she was reacting on almost all kind of food. And I put my hand upon her and she fell down. And she started to scream, I'm burning! I'm burning! I'm burning! And she was lying there for 40 minutes, crying on the top of her voice, I'm burning! And I was like, sorry! I didn't mean to do that. Of course, it wasn't me who did it, so who am I to say sorry? And after 40 minutes, she said, my whole body feels new. And I was there a couple of days. It was in Singing Waters. Do you know what Singing Waters? That retreat center up. And I don't know. I don't know who is running it. I was just there preaching. But anyway, so next morning she ate all kind of stuff and she said, I'm totally healed. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's the way God does it is strange. I mean, I had another time. I was in Gateway Freedom Church in Harlow, north of London. And this lady came up, a young woman, 25, 30 years old or something. And she had an accident and broke her back. And I prayed for her, and she fell on the floor. And she was rolling up and down while you could hear her back spine was cracking. And everyone like, oh, this is not good. They looked at me and I tried to see who I could look at, but you know. She was lying there like, for quite some time. And then she stood up, perfectly healed. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's just good. And he loves to demonstrate his power. Look at Hebrew chapter 2. It says from... There's a lot of interesting things in this verse, but let's read from chapter 2, verse 2. For if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him, and God also testified to it by signs and wonders and various miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Hallelujah. So God is demonstrating, he's confirming the message. It's just like his signature on the message. So he's doing something that men cannot do, just to show, to prove to people that it's just, this is not man's work. This is not Tarjei's idea, or Dave's idea, or Karen, or someone. It's me, this is my signature. He loves to put his signature on things. Especially he loves to do it while he is blessing those that he loves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So Jesus came in that way, and then Jesus, he came and said, the kingdom of God is near. And then he healed the sick and cast out demons. And then he said, I send you. And you should heal the sick. And you should proclaim the kingdom. And in John 20:21, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. So he went with authority from the Father. He went out establishing and bringing the kingdom to people, and that's what we do also. We that are under his dominion, we can bring the kingdom of God to the world around us, just like he was doing. Hallelujah. And now his kingdom is here. Hallelujah. Not only now, I mean, but I know that when I come, the kingdom comes. Hallelujah. And people say, well, Teddy, what do you think? You are something special. No, I think I'm one of those that are sent, just like most of you here are, I guess. Hallelujah. Father, we just release your healing fire over people here today. Oh, robosondo babrakidi de zendo robolo bondrabazekia. Thank you, Father. Did anyone, when I said this thing about the pain here in the back and on the right side of the head, who had those things? Who had the pain here? You, how are you doing now? Okay, but, okay. Is something happening with you now? Exactly. Yes. More, Father. Come, Holy Spirit. More of your healing fire. Hallelujah. Amen. It's beginning to get warming in the back. I should have started. Who is it that have pain on the right side of the head here? Who is it? Huh? It's you. That's not a good idea. Did you have it for a long time? Oh, just today. Well, God still wants to heal you. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just release your healing power on my brother here. We command his pain on the right side of his head to leave. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else with some problem on the right side of the head? Also, oh, you're just praying. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I came to a place called Ålesund on the west coast of Norway, and I was preaching. It was a group like this, and after this. I was preaching, some people came up to be prayed for. One lady was, I prayed for her, she was healed. And there was a young girl, or maybe 17 years old or something like that. Beautiful young girl. And I put my hand on her head, and she fell to the ground. I started speaking with a deep man's voice. Oops, yeah, that's that's what some people said, oops, and they run, everyone run off, including the pastor, and after a while, the pastor, okay, I think I shouldn't have run off, and he came back, and this beautiful young girl, her face just was twisted around. The face just changed totally, and she spoke with this man's voice, and we just commanded those demons to leave her, and she was thrown to the right and left for a couple of times, and demons left, and she was just lying there crying. And the pastor's wife took her into the office and started to pray for her during the rest of the meeting. And afterwards, she told me what happened. She said that, well, she came from Iran. And so there might be some, she said, there might be some occultic thing in my background, she said. Because there's a lot of magic, a lot of witchcraft there. And she said she had been to Sweden for holiday. And on the side of the street, there was one of these palm readers, you know. So she went into that little trailer with a palm reader to hear about her future. And the palm reader told her something, and then on the way out, the palm reader told her that you are spiritual open. If you want, I'll give you a gift. And she said, yes. And she put her hand on her and gave her an impartation. But that was not a godly impartation. And she said, that was 2 years earlier, and said, every night since then, she had demons visiting her in her room and torturing her. And often in the morning, she would wake up with marks of biting. I mean, like an animal had been biting her in the neck and around on the body. And sometimes she had like thick, like elephant hair around. And then, but that day she was set free. And she went through some counseling in RTF, not RTF, but something similar. And today she's serving the Lord. She's married with a pastor and serves God and loves God. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes when the kingdom of God comes, darkness has to flee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabba Sangare Beshidinia. Exodus 15, it talks about one of the names of God. As he says here, Yahweh, and then some of the names of God. And one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha. That means the Lord, our healer. And it's the nature of God. Healing is a part of the nature of God. He's holy, he's full of love, and sickness is not of God. Sickness is evil. So one of the things the holy God does when his kingdom is established is to cleanse people and get sickness and pain out of their lives. So some people think, so you say there's something unclean with me because I have it? No, I don't say that. Well, except the sickness itself. I don't say that someone has sinned because that's what brought... there was one young boy that they brought to Jesus and said, this boy was blind from birth. And they asked him, why was he blind from birth? Well, did he sin or was it his parent that sinned? And Jesus said, no, this happened only for the glory of God to be revealed on him. Hallelujah. That's the only good reason to be sick is to be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we just thank you for your amazing goodness. Thank you for your power right now. Let's pray for a moment. We just love you, Father. Thank you for your awesome power. Thank you that you are truly almighty. And that you are truly loving. Thank you that there is no one in here that is an exception, Father. Thank you that we are all loved by you. And Father, I release your healing power. I release your kingdom. I release your dominion. You know, the will of God is for you to be healed. Acts 10:38 said Jesus walked around. Let's read it. Acts 10:38. Exactly. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Healing all. He didn't say healing some that he picked out, but healing all. Hallelujah. And then Jesus sent us the same way. I mean, if you want to start a village somewhere, you better hear from God. But if you meet sick people, you know God wants to heal them. Hallelujah. And he's here to heal you right now. But first of all, is there anyone here who is not born again? Who is not a Christian? If you're here and you're not sure that if you die today, you would go to heaven. This is the day for you to be saved. And this is the day for you to have assurance of salvation. Can I see your hand if there is anyone? Okay. If you are here, you can come and talk to me afterwards. Because the Bible says that don't rejoice that the demons fly, obey you, but rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. That's so much better and bigger than anything. But God is here to heal you also. Amen. So could you the worship team come and play again? Or maybe we have to hear what's happening with you first. What's happening with your back? Something going on. Can I pray for you? No. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just release your healing power right now. I command this pain to leave. Do you know what was the cause of this pain? Okay. Command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Can you check it out? Is it good? It's getting hotter. Amen. 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 Let's worship God a little. And then if you need healing in your body, just come up here. And we will release the fire of God upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.